This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Forever Dog.
Hello, baby.
Make me laugh.
having fun. Yes, I like it to laugh. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Talk about a curveball. Captain Carlin told me there was a lot of curveballs being thrown at our tech staff today during that break. Well, well, well. Welcome to life. Life is a series of curveballs, Mr. Carlin. You should know that by now.
You should trust your team.
Shame on you.
You should trust your team. They know
I don't
what they're
trust
doing.
Anybody in this rotten world. I am so happy that we started the show that way. What a beautiful song. And by the way, you don't see the Tonight Show doing this. You don't see the SNL doing. Nobody makes these kinds of moves. Nobody trusts their audience more than I. We're gonna mix things up. Every show's different. People are gonna be talking on the. You're gonna be walking down the street today. I don't know where you are. You're in Cincinnati. You're gonna be standing at the corner. Somebody goes, "You catch office hours this morning?" That was different. They started the whole damn show with a song. Wow. And who the hell are you? Where the hell did you come from? No, much respect to you. Much respect to you.
Thank
Rachel
you so much.
Colley.
That means a lot.
Rachel Colley's here, one of the great new voices in comedy that we love and respect.
That means, yeah, I love to hear that type of stuff.
You bet. You deserve it.
Yeah.
But my audience already knows you, but some who don't are going to be wowed by
I
your
pray.
Work.
I pray for them.
Doug is not here. He did pass on this morning.
Oh, no.
Vic is, though. For some reason, the gods have chosen Vic to continue on. What cruel fate we've been handed. What these cards I've been handed by our dealer, the Lord.
Can I do my hello intro?
Yes.
Harry Christmas.
I got hairy legs.
That's it.
And our musical director, we have a musical director today. We can recognize her laugh, longtime fans of the show. Can recognize our own Paula Schaefer. We should call her Paula Schaefer. Paula, shave her. I want to see no hair. It would be fun if your name was Paula.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll then, take it.
Paula, shave her.
Yeah.
But no, we have Eliana Athade on the bass, only on the bass. Put your coffee down and play some music.
This is so awkward. Bass is.
Give me a little dump, da dump, 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 dump. Hey,
oh. Wow, that's exactly what you said.
So I want you to do some, you know, because we don't have Doug here. We don't have that side of the sound effect world.
Oh.
We only have Vic. And what happens when it's only Vic?
Yeah. I get anxious.
What happens?
And then
well,
it
you
quiet.
Freeze up a little bit.
I can do wanna, Foley.
Actually, so,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Did you know that I used to play in the house band for a Mexican late night talk show?
I do know this.
Noches con platanito. Wow. And one of the things that their music director would do is he would look at me and go, ship, 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 ship.
What
like
does that
a,
mean?
Like a ship. It means.
Oh.
Like just constantly. Never, so that's my only move.
What is that? What does that have to do with the
like
ship?
Going down? Like
ship go down.
I don't know.
All right, so if somebody says something particularly funny or rude, you're going to accent it with... Are we getting enough of that? Is there enough body in that
more.
Bass?
Wow, Tim.
Upper mids, rude. I think it needs a little more.
What do you think, Luke? Check in with our sound department.
I liked that bit you
think?
Guys did that was like, guess the baseline.
What do I think? I think we need a little more bass. Not to punch us in the face, right?
Okay, that's a barracuda. Yes, we. Oh, damn it! Stepping all over everything. But let me just introduce our musical guests as well, who are just going to be sitting in with us because they're delightful, and I'm a fan, and I'm happy to have them here. We have Carly from the and your group is Wednesday.
Yeah, Jake's in that group too.
And Jake's in that group, and MJ Lenderman is here.
Yeah,
and we got you both.
You got
two for
both.
The price of one. Now, there, see like Ellie, that? You should have been on that.
That's the Hendrix chord.
Oh, we should play that horrible, that guy doing the Hendrix song on the clav. on the clav.
Oh, whereas, no.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so.
Yes, you hated it. It was this musician who's
oh yes, yes.
Who's got the whammy pedal pedal on a clavicord.
Yeah,
clavicord.
And he's using his arm. He's wah, 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 wah.
Oh, you know, it's the most obnoxious thing ever.
That sounds great.
And he piled his family into this warehouse and just forced to watch it. Not good.
I did a show with Rachel, a month or so ago, mm-hmm. a couple months ago? Mm-hmm. You graciously asked me to come on. And boy, you've got this. Well, I just want to say it was one of the most uncomfortable shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty devastating. Heavy. Yeah.
It's totally devastating, but it's also very funny. But we can't even talk about it. I don't think. Can you give me the top line?
The top line is that my life has been hell, and we should all talk about how that has happened to me.
You seem to have the worst life.
I have a bad life, definitely. Is bad.
But it's not bad now.
Well, it depends a good place on the now? Day. Mentally, am I in a good place?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
But who is? Anyone?
I'm not.
There
Vic
we go.
Is definitely
What's
not.
Wrong?
Definitely not. How long do we have? How long is the show?
We don't have that kind of time today.
Oh, my bad. There's a lot. I'm new here, sorry.
But you
anxiety
have
and depression.
Your family situation was extraordinarily strange.
Yes, very strange.
Will this show, how? Because what I saw was what they call a work in progress. You're testing these things out. Mm-hmm. You're trying these things out. Where is the path for that? Is this going to become something that everyone can see?
Well, my hope is to get some sort of a run of it somewhere. I said maybe I'll go to the Fringe Festival.
Yes, you have to.
I'd love to. Maybe I'll do Broadway. I'd love to share a stage near Hamilton or something like that.
Yeah.
You know?
What's the name of it?
Hospital Hours.
Hospital Hours, because you spent a lot of time in the hospital.
A lot of time in the hospital.
And what's crazy about that show, and what's crazy about today for me, is how young everybody is in this fucking room.
I mean, you're not that much older than me, though, really.
Well, I'm not talking to you. And Matt, you're about my age, Matt.
Yeah, we're the old dogs here.
We're the old sickos, these creeps, these old bastards. But so your show is you were, how old were you when 9/11 happened?
Six.
You had nothing to do with it?
Well, I don't know. I don't have many memories from that day or leading up to it.
Because
so that's possible.
But you lived down there.
I went to school down there, so I was right there.
You were there at school when the planes hit the tower.
I was looking out the window. I know.
You were looking out the window not before it happened.
I was sharpening.
You were studying.
I was looking for where they could go in the best. I was sharpening. I was sharpening my pencil,
and
it was
that?
Yep. I was in the wood shop. Mm. We were taking wood class.
As
which
a
is
6-year-old?
Yeah, that's wrong. We don't have the motor skills to do that, but we were doing it.
What basic wood chopping with a pencil? You were carving the
And it was a mechanical one, and it kept breaking. So I was at the window for a while, and I think that's why I saw it. Isn't it amazing how life works?
Well, I remember distinctly hearing the news that John Lennon was assassinated.
Oh,
the
you
same
are
age.
Old.
Yeah.
I miss him every day.
I don't after hearing that now and then.
Oh, sure.
Why don't we do this, Matt? I mean, let's just get a call in just to check that all systems are a go.
Sure.
Oh, and so let me say this, and maybe this can spur the first call or kind of encourage the first call. We got so much talent in this room, musically. Ellie on bass, Jake, Carly, Vic even.
I did notice I brought a guitar, but where'd that get to?
Do you play any music?
I can do one drum solo from a Beatles song.
There's only one. Can you really do it?
I can do it.
Note for note, you think?
I think so.
Well, we can't actually.
I can do it on my lap.
Do MIDI drums or something? Wow.
I'm already off.
I can do it. And then I think I can do Smoke on the Water if I have about 10 minutes to get through it.
Okay, well, we don't have that kind of time.
All right, so there we
bass
go.
Bass line for Smoke on the Water.
Frank Zappa and the mother.
No, but what we're going to do, because we are now 21, somewhere around 20 days, it's less than 20 days from mm-hmm. Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
So we have to write a Christmas song today.
It's got to be done.
It has to be done.
To get on the charts, make it number one.
Yes,
it has to be ready. iTunes, MP3 download.
So we need your suggestions. We'll be we're like a an improv troupe today.
Right.
Okay?
Perfect.
We're going to get your help, and I've got a piano here. You've got guitars. Ellie's on bass. We'll keep it in C.
Yeah.
So what's the deal? Let me ask you this. What's up with this? Because you've got, you're playing the D shape. You got that tuned down a whole note?
Just a whole step.
Wow.
Why do you got to be so troublesome? Why do you got to be such such trouble?
You're saying it was
sounds
Neil,
nice.
Right?
It does.
It's very nice.
Okay. And you do sometimes. It too on your little guitar that you have. Don't you tune it down
a
whole step?
Yeah.
On a little one?
Yeah, my little,
little guitar.
It's so small. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that with that being said, that's the news. And thank you for watching. Goodbye. Oh, I do want to bring this up, Matt, before I go to the call.
Yes, sir.
People are already talking about my goatee.
They're not saying good stuff either.
I can't imagine they are. I'm aware of it, as you are.
Hairy guy.
You should bring up that song that I wrote with Eric, the My Goatee.
Oh, I love that
goatee,
song.
The Goatee
yeah,
song.
Sure.
But I am. This is because I did a part in a movie, and it was, we shot on Monday, and then. But the problem is, we're shooting it more of that song. Yeah, listen to this song. It's a beautiful song.
The Pipple Brothers.
Pipple.
Pipple.
Oh, no.
All right, we'll listen to it.
Oh, my God. So good.
It's better than that Now and Then song.
It's really.
Did you watch the video?
Did I watch the video?
Oh,
did I talk about it for an hour on the show?
Yeah.
It's good.
Oh, no, it's really good.
Yeah.
I helped with it.
So the goatee is for a movie I'm doing. I made the decision. I said, hey, director, I think I'll have a goatee for this because I play a police officer.
This was your idea.
Yeah, I said, it'll help me get into character. But the problem is we shot a day on Monday, but we're shooting the rest of it in the new year, in January, the first week of January. So I can't start fresh. This takes a month to grow.
How hard would it be to get a fake goatee?
That's a good drop.
I know, it's true.
You think I'm lying? Like, you should play that drop when you think someone's lying. Like, sarcastically, he's saying. I can't do a fake one. Can't do a fake one. Sorry. Sorry, Jake. Nice try.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
All right, let's take a call.
Help!
Graham! Graham, help us, would you? Unmute, please, Graham.
Hello?
Hello, Graham.
Hello.
Oh, my God.
So I know you.
Naturally, I can't see you. I just see the... I don't
he
see anybody.
He looks like the bear. Do you get this?
Oh, I wish. Oh. I'd love to see you, but I don't see
that
you.
That actor and I have the same birthday, actually.
You're oh, my God.
Wow.
Twins separated
good,
at birth?
Good show.
Never watched it. Sorry.
I didn't watch it either. I'm not watching anything.
Nope.
Forget it. I'm done watching things. I got a couple things I'm watching, I'll be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
It's one is Slow Horses. Boy, you gotta watch Slow Horses.
What is it?
Sounds boring.
It's about horses.
it's like a British spy show, but with Gary, not Gary Coleman, but Gary Oldman. Gary Coleman. Gary Oldman lets his. You got to get a picture of Gary Goldman. Gary Oldman. He let himself go. Wait till you see this picture. If we can
it's
find
real?
A picture,
it's real or is it?
I think it's real because there's shots of him with like without a shirt on entirely. Mm-hmm. He got real big and like sloppy
on purpose.
Yeah. Do you think he did it for a part?
Yeah.
Like
for
you
this.
With your goatee.
Oh.
Oh wow.
But,
oh, look at that.
And he's so mean to everybody on the show. It's so good.
That looks good.
What's your problem? You think you know how to play the bass? I've seen better bass players in the fucking sewer. Like, he says that shit to people all the time.
He looks like he'd be a good musician.
Yeah. Right, and he smokes and drinks and, like, farts and stuff.
Cool. I'm actually quite good on bass.
All right, so how can I help you, pal?
I can play bass.
Well, first, I just wanted to say I'm in Bozeman, Montana. I'm from Great Falls. And I saw Reggie Watts did like 3 shows here in October.
Nice.
For like his book and did like a book signing afterward. And I went to each show and for like the book signing part, I wanted to ask.
What else is there to do, huh?
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to ask him for like album recommendations.
Yeah.
And Carly and Jake, the first thing he said to me was, "Have you heard of Wednesday?" Oh,
yeah. Whoa. Yeah,
and I was like,
Jake wants
yeah.
to hear him say, "Have you ever heard of MJ Lenderman?" He don't want to hear him. Are you happy with it all? You're happy with any success?
You know,
any
success is success. It's just, you know, half as good with one band.
So let me just get something clear for our audience so they understand that there's lots going on up here. You gotta forgive me.
Gotta parse it out.
You take your time.
MJ, Jake, and Carly, is it fair to say you're in a relationship?
Yeah.
You're together.
More than 5 years now.
Together forever.
Yeah.
It's personal.
I'm sorry. Okay. But you're in her band.
Yeah.
But or do you consider Wednesday, do you consider it your band?
I'm writing the songs, but the people in my band are so good that I want to consider it like my band.
Okay. She writes the songs, yeah, she writes the parts.
But Jen, yeah. MJ, you've got your band that's just your name.
Yeah.
But
that's more of a dictatorship.
It's a band, and she had nothing to do with that.
No, but she's in the band sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes right. Now I don't even know. Now you even know what's going on.
Do you let people tell you, like, I don't like this chord, or I don't, or, you know what I mean? Do you let them critique your songs in a way? Or are they ever like, I don't want to play this part?
I feel like Jake is so good that he doesn't need that, but I learned how to play, like, 5 years ago, so I don't let them dictate to me, but I let them give me advice. Mm. Well, I take it heartily.
Okay. Mm.
Vic is asking for a friend.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Why, you got something to say? You want me to change something?
Do you guys ever hold hands on stage?
Yeah.
Well, no.
That could be cute.
I put my hand in his back pocket.
Aww.
Because I'm occupied, you know what I'm saying?
Totally, totally.
But after a good song, you go over and give her a kiss.
So you're doing great, baby.
Keep up your good work. All right, so that was cool news. Look at all those post-its. What the hell are
I'm
you keeping track of?
Yeah.
This all is a Reggie classroom. I'm a substitute teacher.
I did that for a while.
Are the kids in the room right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody.
I'm like
a time.
All right. Well, what are you dressing up like me today? Look at that flannel.
It's more of like a sweater situation.
Oh, it is. You're right. I'm sorry.
No, that's cool. I was just going to ask everybody, what's the like last album you spun or listened to front to back, whatever format?
MJ Lenderman.
Oh, you did?
I don't know.
Are you asking me?
I dipped in. I'm asking you.
What I listened to last?
Yeah.
I probably all the way through, maybe the first Jerry Jeff Walker album.
Deep cut.
Jerry
Jeff Walker.
Yeah. He's like a country guy, but that first record's kind of like, it's way more mellow. And there's some really pretty songs on there.
Oh, did he do Mr. Bojangles?
Yeah, that's on that record.
Okay, yeah. That's what it is.
Well, that's like a standard, though, isn't it? How about you, Rachel? Yeah.
Unfortunately, Rubber Soul. I'm in a Beatles thing.
Unfortunately. Well, now I'm on a Beatles break. That's good. Vic keeps sending me Beatles. After that Now and Then, I'm like, I'm taking a year off.
Yeah, yeah. They should be punished.
It like got me into them again, because like I'm a huge AI guy now. Like I just think you are AI. Yeah, I am AI.
Mr. AI.
I found the Red, and this is going to be my recommendation, the Red and the Blue album remastered. They did everything.
People are having the people say it doesn't sound good.
It sounds great to me. You think it sounds the mix great. Sounds good. I like to sit with my monitors there.
Wait, you're still talking about the new Beatles.
Remastered and remixed and used AI to separate mono tracks into like guitar over here, bass, and separate everything. It sounds good.
Well,
I'm into it.
Ellie, how about you? What was the last album you went front to back?
I mean, I have to answer honestly, and I can't say much about it, but the new Waxahachie record.
Right, because you're prepping for tour and stuff.
You don't have much to say about it. Is that what you
Well,
say?
She,
I can't, oh, I can't right. say oh, much a, about it. It's a but lockdown. Oh, my Lord. It's pretty good.
Wow.
Okay, Carly?
I've been listening to DJ Sabrina the Teenage DJ.
Whoa.
Familiar? It's 4 hours long.
Oh, man.
And it's if your head is feeling like you feel so overwhelmed that you're meditated? Can you be meditated by something? Yeah. Like really chaotic sounds.
Oh.
It's really nice. Like it's calming because it's mirroring the chaos of the internet right now. But it's interesting to me.
All right, well, I have to go back in my Beatles band and say I did because I was doing a road trip last weekend, and I did listen to Band on the Run all the way through. Mm-hmm. Great record. It's so silly, too, though. If you listen to this, it's like fill in the blanks, some of the lyrics.
Just like, yeah, sometimes. I don't know.
What are you talking about? My wife is always like, what the hell is he saying? I don't know. He's just made it. Don't worry about it.
R.I.P. Totally. Denny. R.I.P. Denny
Lane. R.I.P. Rest in peace, my friend, Denny Lane. Now, people know Denny Lane. You know who Denny Lane is?
Denny Lane.
Denny Lane is in my ears. Denny Lane was the founding member. One of the founding members. Well, Paul McCartney's the founding member of Wings, but Denny's you're one of the original members of Wings. He was the original member of the Moody Blues. And he played Ebenezer Scrooge on a TV show called Decker.
Wow.
Whoa.
Storied career.
That's very funny.
But then it was headstone.
I see that for him.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I hope he wore leather.
It's a very funny little scene. It's like, I could go on and on about the brilliance of my own work, but it was like the stupid episode set in London, and we're like, Decker and Kington walk into this bar, and there's a bartender there. Can we watch that scene? I don't know how easy it would be to find. I know Eric Natornicola posted it the other day.
I did some digging.
He goes, well, you'll see. It's so stupid. And when you realize why it's in this show, it's because the characters clearly found some old home video of him doing it in a local theater production of A Christmas Carol. And it's like, oh, can we use this footage somehow? So then they reverse engineered the scene, which doesn't help anybody. You'll see. Well, we can keep talking. We'll show that later, or you can look it up on fucking YouTube.
You had it, and then Windows.
One more piece of business
I'll
here.
I'll have it in one sec.
One more piece of business here is our editor, our great editor, who does all sorts of work on our show here and on cinema. Wait, hold on now. Are you playing it or not?
I'm getting it set up.
Chris Robeson has delivered a child to the world.
Aww. Yay.
That's right. Chris, he delivered the baby.
Chris as
Robinson?
Far as we, Chris Robinson from the Black Crows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He also is an editor. I don't know if you know that. He edits a lot of my stuff.
Oh.
He's not always up there singing, Zevel down, Dean Bob doesn't, ain't nothing but tennis and loving. Hold on. Cut. Merge, render. Hey, little thing, let me light your candle. You want to see this Decker clip? It's so stressful.
England. I was charged on this Christmas Day with murdering many people. And now I'm here to track down the killer, who is myself, if you can believe that.
Oh, I can believe it, all right. In fact, two Christmases ago, I found myself. It wasn't easy. I was a miserly old man, till an old friend took me on a journey I'd never forget.
Mr. Cratchit, you must work on Christmas Day.
But it's Christmas Day, sir!
Ah, humbug!
My heart was colder than a snowball on Christmas Day. Then later that night, I was visited by an old friend.
What's the meaning of this? You are a very bad man with a cold heart. So tonight you will be visited by three ghosts who will teach you who you really are.
Ah, humbug. That ghost was true to his word. And sure enough, at the stroke of midnight, the ghost of Christmas past appeared and showed me what my life was like as a boy.
Wow, mister, your story would make a great movie.
You don't know the half of it. Shall I continue?
Yes.
Decker, I've just gotten an alert. Your double is in the immediate vicinity. We must leave at once.
Let's roll.
That was fun, wow. Right? I mean, he's great. Great Scrooge.
Great Scrooge.
All right. That's a lot of fun. Let's do the city of the day, Matt.
The city of the day.
Key is it? It's got to be in C. City of the day. Maybe we're like D minor. Oh, there she goes. She's on fire now.
Smoking.
All right. Good morning, Captain.
Okay. Good morning, Tim.
Now here's. Oh, yes. Sorry.
Take it again.
Take it again. Office Hours City of the Day is sponsored by Flint Roller. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning, Tim.
Now, here's a product for aging indie rock fans such as yourself who needs to keep their clothes lint-free, but don't want to be accused of selling out. Presenting the Flint Roller. It's a lint roller from the band Flint, developed by founding member Britt Walford and the trusted adhesive experts at 3M. The Flint Roller eats lint for dinner. Skip the washer for your Angora sweaters and just give it a roll. This roller is so sticky it could clean up an entire breadcrumb trail on your extra long, extra skinny jeans. Just ask Don A. Mann, who knows a thing or two about lint. Even if your apartment is a web-filled spiderland, your clothes will be lint-free with the Flint Roller. Did we miss any references, Matt?
No, Sferatu, man, we didn't.
Okay, nice. Great. Get the Flint Roller at your local Sam Ash or find a used one on Reverb.com. Now let's hear an excerpt from their 8-minute jingle. Hit it, Vic. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Is there an 8-minute version out there that we can put out for the audience?
Wow. Guys, we lasted that.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Got a wide berth.
That is courtesy, of course, of the great and late, great, late DJ Doug Pam.
It's not.
No.
No, this was a me and Vic.
Get the hell out,
what?
Really.
Oh, yeah.
Who's singing?
Oh, don't say it like we should not. Like it's obvious. Matt, so
I didn't,
oh,
yeah.
Singing.
Matt? I didn't know who Slint was.
Are you singing,
that was
Matt?
Me singing.
Wow. Yeah.
That's you singing?
That's me singing.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
That was
there you go.
Matt, great confidence.
Stop being so defensive.
We're Slint heads.
That was first take, yeah. Too. First take, Matt.
First take.
Do you know this band, Slint?
No, but yeah. I love it.
I know that cover. That's all I know. That cover of the album. Mm. You know, they're in the lake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Louisville.
Many bands have recreated that. I feel like I see a lot of that.
But who is in that band that we know?
David Pajo.
Right.
Produced by...
right, that's the one.
Who produced it?
Steve Albini.
Yeah.
Oh, Albini, yeah, right.
I think they really didn't like that record he did, though.
That one with the cover?
With the car, I think. And then they were like, we don't like this one. That's the one we don't like.
Mm. So you're a Slint head.
Wow.
I seen one documentary about him.
That's all it takes.
Who is the city of the day?
Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi, Lindsay. Where are you calling from? What is the city of the day?
Ashford, Connecticut, which barely counts as a city. It's about 5,000 people.
Cool.
Asteroid?
Ashford.
Ashford.
Oh, God. Asshole. I thought you said asteroid. I was like, that's a cool name for a city.
I wish. It's, you know, affectionately known as Trashford, but I work here, so.
All right.
Yeah, Ashford, Connecticut.
Oh, my.
No one's ever heard of it. Hole in the Wall Gang Camp is here. That's the only other thing people have heard of, maybe.
Well, can you help us, Ashley, with this? It's Ashley, right? Ashley?
No.
No.
Lindsay. Ashford.
I think with the ass, I want to know, is it Ashford or Ashford?
Ash.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately.
Can you help us get our creative juices flowing for this Christmas song? What's your favorite part about Christmas?
Food. That's about it.
What do you not have bad. At I'm Christmas? Not
very we got to get writing pads out for Rachel food. And everybody. Rachel?
Yeah.
You're more of a verbal language person than a musical person.
My topic was going to be I saw the newest Godzilla movie and I was going to ask anyone if they saw it or like Godzilla.
Newest Godzilla movie? What's up with Godzilla these days? We need a pen for Rachel if she's going to be our lyricist, our Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, I'd like to write some stuff down.
So if you want to do a Godzilla Christmas song, that would be sick.
Oh, yeah. I was just getting the Godzilla roar up here so we can hear that.
Oh, heck yeah.
Would anybody feel like writing a song kind of from the perspective of Randy from A Christmas Story? You know, the little kid? Mm. Just the
boy?
The little one who eats the mashed potatoes?
Oh, the younger brother.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Christmas Story. Yes, sorry.
Poor Randy.
Kind of sounds like you would like to.
I certainly I believe. I don't know. Is that a movie or something in your life?
I haven't seen it. I know it's been a while. At the end.
So these kids are like 24.
I know, but that's the thing over. Is that that movie is like should be their It's a Wonderful Life. Like it's a classic that they grew up with.
You know, that one. Ralphie and You'll Shoot Your Eye Out. You don't know
that's
that?
That's the one thing I know
about.
A plus plus.
You know this movie?
Yeah, I don't know anything about Christmas.
You don't know anything about it?
You
haven't picked up anything from osmosis just from being alive?
It's tough. Jesus I try Christ. To block
so
it out.
So is today the first day of Hanukkah, Matt?
Sure is.
Tonight. It starts tonight. On the
Erev. Sameach.
Erev Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
What do you make of all this anti-Semitism? Are you feeling it?
No, you know, no comment.
People are coming up to you?
Yeah, everyone, throwing rocks at me, so.
It's nonstop at my house protesting.
Lenderman, that's got to be Jewish.
Catholic.
Catholic.
You're kidding.
She's Jewish. Well, I'm just saying because of the M-A-N at the end. Wow. Not Parks. The Lender
the bagel,
part. Give me
the
out
bagel
of here.
Brand? Lenderman's bagel?
That's Lenderman.
Lender's bagels.
Linda.
That's cookies.
Oh, Linder bagels.
But where are you? You guys are from North Carolina.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I went there once.
Asheville?
I drove through it.
It's nice.
Wish I could have spent
so are your time. Are your parents like artsy people? Because that's an artsy town.
My parents live in Greensboro, North Carolina, and they, you know Greensboro?
That's where we stopped. We went to this crazy museum where there's doll heads everywhere.
Yeah, elsewhere.
Wow, you know about it.
Yeah.
Well, look at that's these friends that I make people have. Like, these are, you guys are already.
I make people have.
We have to go there together.
I'm building my little club.
Yeah. What were you saying?
Were you
North Carolina. Parents?
No. My dad does taxes, and my mom works at a hospital, and then...
That is not artsy at all.
No.
That's, like, comically not.
They're just some guys.
Can How you about do you, my MJ? Taxes?
They're big music fans. My dad's a physician, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Does your mom nurse for him? Like, does nursing?
No.
Freelance
Different
nursing.
Cities.
Did your parent... Do you think your dad would ever have an affair with her mom? Like...
I don't see it. I don't see it. They would hate to ruin our relationship.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. So everyone gets along?
Yeah.
You don't have this kind of situation back here?
No.
We never got to what your situation even is, so I can't.
Well, there's so much. How dark do you want me to go?
Well, I just don't want you to reveal any good, juicy spoilers from the show.
I know. It's bad.
Okay.
But you're surviving. I don't want to say thrive, but you...
No. Go for it.
You are using this trauma for creatively.
Yes, exactly. Here's the sort of hook, the quick hook to get people in. I'm estranged from my dad. He's a yellow cab driver. one day I hailed his cab. That type of stuff.
Yes.
And he made me pay the fare. He doesn't pay child support. Stuff like that.
Can you tell one little itty bitty thing that I don't think is revealing too much?
Yeah.
But is his demand for you to return his CDs?
Yeah. So he gave me. He loves music. He's Moroccan. He lived in Israel, and then so he had to serve in the IDF. But they didn't want him to have any weapons, so they let him play in the band.
Why didn't they want him to have any weapons?
Because he's out of his fucking mind.
Okay.
And so he loves music, so for my 8th birthday, he gave me these CDs, like Mozart CDs, because he wanted me to learn about that. And then for the next basically 10 years, he would send me emails saying, give me back the CDs, they're my CDs, I'm going to call the cops, you have my CDs.
Call the cops?
Yeah.
For some Mozart CDs.
What a cool dad.
Yeah. He's funny. He's genuinely funny.
Was that
funny.
Before or after the cab?
All throughout. Okay. Before, after. During.
And the emails. So, I mean, again, you're going to have to see the show for yourself, but we go through these emails with you. And we go through the replies, and they're unbelievable. Yeah. And it gets crazier from there. So look out for this show, Hospital Hour.
Can we?
The funny thing about, you know, I was joking about feeling like the old guy in the room, and I think I might have said this on the show, but I did your show, and you have a great, I mean, she's got some fans, like people, I'm happy to have her on the show, but it's just like you guys, you got your own base out there, and I did her show, and your audience is quite young.
Sure.
As they should be. I don't know.
I would love to do a room of just older guys. That's fine.
That's open for MJ Lenderman.
But, I would love to. Genuinely.
But I come out to do her show at the Elysian, and I'm doing a couple of things, and I mention Eric Clapton. I go, how about this Eric Clapton? I do this joke about Eric Clapton. And I look, and I can see that there's some confusion. I go to this woman in the front row. Do you know who Eric Clapton is? She's like, I don't. Wow. I'm sorry. I don't know the name.
That's tough.
I'd say that might be.
And then, of course, but I'm like, of course, why would she?
Right.
Would you consider that a success as on Mankind? No.
Maybe. It's like we're having Eric Clapton erasure happening.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me, and I'm sure Vic and Matt, our generation, there does seem to be this like, that's like George Washington or something. It's like fundamental knowledge is like, well, you know that Eric Clapton was in Cream, and then he left Cream and started Blind Faith. And then there's Derek and the Dominoes, and then we have the solo career. And then his son fell out of a window, and we got a good song out of that.
Yeah. His son fell out of a window?
Oh, my God.
How far?
Oh, far enough.
Oh.
Our first
far enough
dog
to make a very...
I hate you for making me laugh at that.
Oh, fuck.
Believe me.
We had a dog named
Tears from Heaven. Okay. So they don't do they know Tears from Heaven? It's probably a TikTok song or something.
I know. I loved Eric Clapton because of Guitar Hero.
Tears from Heaven is about the sun.
Oh, it's a great... Somebody sent me on Instagram this great clip of some football player playing Tears in Heaven. Did you see that?
I don't know.
Let me see if I can send it.
Was it the
Matt
one with the kid playing for Clapton?
Oh.
Is that confusing that?
No, one? No, it's not that.
Oh, I think I got it. Tua Tagovailoa.
It's with
Eli Manning.
Eli Manning and Peyton Manning. Listen, watch this, Vic. You're not going to believe this clip. I should have sent it to you guys earlier.
Guys, it's not like that.
Whoa. Oh,
no. This is so good.
Let's see. I could play maybe Tears in Heaven. Eric
Clapton. Let's go. Let's see it. Let's hear it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
During the game?
Yeah. But watch the two brothers.
Oh, wow.
And they jump off sides.
They have their own show.
The Bengals jumped off sides. Really good as hard to understand. Oh, I got this.
Please, no. No one wants to hear you sing.
Keep going, Tua. Keep going. You're perfect. Great job of using the cadence.
Oh.
Work on your cadence, singing.
I can't believe they're playing this.
A little clam in there, but
it's funny. Kind of like it.
I will get the first down.
I don't know who this football player is.
I love it.
Who is the football player?
Tua Tagovailoa.
Tago.
You guys are hilarious.
Wow. Oh, that's a good drop. Did you hear that?
Know what he said?
You guys are hilarious.
Yeah, that's good.
You guys are hilarious.
I love they started showing NFL on Nickelodeon last year too, I think, and they slime the players when they get a touchdown. Oh. It's fake slime. It's okay. It's animated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, they're trying to get the next generation into football.
Wow. Really?
They're like, you will have brain damage, but
it'll all be right. Fun. Let me just go through a few things here. I definitely talked about my goatee. Correct? Are we clear on that?
What happened with that? What's going on with the goatee?
Vic, do you understand it? Can you recap that? If somebody on the street stops you tomorrow and goes, what was up with Tim's goatee?
Tim's training to be a cop.
He's
an actor and trying a new lookout for his new still or his new press photos.
Yeah. I have a follow-up on that. Are you going to let this grow
in the interim? Yeah, yeah, of course.
I hope so.
This is going to be real long, like dark and long.
No, I don't grow a beard very well. It's a patchy situation. I'm being told to tell you that patreon.com/officehourslive is where it's at.
A free week. Join today. You get one free week. Wow. You have no reason not to try it.
And we're going
to
have a huge show next week, by the way. Not that this isn't a huge show. You guys are playing tomorrow night in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
Sold out.
The whole tour sold out. Where?
Zebulon.
Cool.
Zebulon? I thought you told me it was at the somewhere else.
That was where we played last time.
I probably did tell you, but because that last show was so amazing, I can't stop thinking about it.
Jesus Christ!
Well, the reason Ellie's here is not only because she's a great bass player, and we need this kind of energy without Doug.
I'm trying my best.
It's tough with his back to you, right?
I know.
It's a little difficult, right?
Yeah. Well, it's not so difficult. Tim gave me a warning. He was like,
I didn't give you a warning. I said, listen, it's going to be like riding a mechanical bull.
Yeah.
Figure out your lane. Find your lane. I believe in you. Guess what? You have.
Yes.
Ellie, not so much. I'm waiting for more bass stabs. There it is.
That's nice.
But Ellie's sort of the reason you guys are here. You were pitched to us, and we were grateful that you could do it. But last summer, Ellie was on tour with Planes, and you were the opening act. And she was raving to me about you every day. I'd get texts from her making me feel bad.
Yep. Thanks, Ellie.
Yeah. Hey,
but
no problem.
Have shit to stir with you.
What's going on?
I've got shit to stir.
What?
You are in trouble, my friend.
Okay.
Where's the Vic? Come on, Vic. Give me some dark shit.
Stuff? Yeah, let me see what I can get here quick.
Ellie said that I was an inspiration to you musically.
And I'm in trouble?
Yeah, what? Why are you?
How about you bring it up in an interview?
Oh, okay.
How about you drop that knowledge on the?
I said, "What the brokenhearted do?"
There we are. This is for the record, folks.
That was a huge inspiration because those songs are like they're like songs. You know what I'm saying?
They are songs
with a chorus.
That was one of the reviews.
With a strong idea.
Yeah,
and. And that was inspiring to me.
Now, did you know, you knew who I was before that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Tim and Eric knowledge.
Totally.
Base. But then you see this record come out from me and you're like, what is this clown up to? He thinks he's going to be a musician now? Or you kind of came in with open ears, open mind.
Open ears. I was excited about it. Because I have other friends who told me that the music was good.
Oh.
And so, I had a radio show and we played something from In Glendale one day.
Oh, nice.
I love music.
Well, listen, I just think you got to start bleeding with that when these Steve Hydens are doing interviews with you.
I should have done it. Well,
I need some of that bloke. I'll mention you. You mention me. We have a nice relationship.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you figure out a way I've inspired you?
Yeah.
And then I was
just
told.
Just work on it.
I'll work on it.
Then I was told I was supposed to have met you a year ago at a party.
Really?
At a party at Allison's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that it was a lot of talk at the party that I was going to be there. And then it was very.
And I was like, he's not coming. But I have no information. There's no text on my phone. I knew you'd be a no show.
But it's not a big deal.
Not a big deal. No. I mean, I wasn't mad.
How embarrassing for me this moment. Very. Believe me, I'm aware. Matt, inappropriate for me to bring that up?
Wait, what?
Inappropriate for me to bring that up?
Bring up what?
Well, that he doesn't reference me in his interviews.
Oh. Yeah, no, that's appropriate.
I mean, you're calling him in.
You're calling him out on your show.
I think every interview from now, I got to say something before we begin the talk. I got to pay respect to Tim Heidecker and his music.
I will. Before any questions.
Forget Neil Young or Songs Ojai.
Forget it all.
The only record that matters to me. But me, I'm not an influence to you.
Well, I was going to say, I think one of our first dates was seeing Mr. America.
Come on.
Whoa.
On the theater, the one day in Asheville that it showed.
Yeah, well, we didn't have a huge run on that movie.
Well, yeah, no, it brought us together.
Well, now I'm getting blush.
Oh, wow.
I'm getting flush. God. I'm getting... Matt, we should take maybe a hothead hotline call.
Yeah, let's see what's going on there. This is taking us back in time a little bit, but Kat,
I haven't gotten Kat one note started for this Christmas song. Give me a C, but in the D shape.
Christmas.
Oh, I love it. Take the lead. Christmas is the best time of the year.
Christmas is the best time of the year.
Ooh, I like that. Going up to D minor, huh?
We sure are.
That's the song you just played. I don't want to get sued chords. By you guys.
It's like, I don't know why this is in my head.
All right, we're starting. We're back. Matt, who do you got?
Kat. Kat's on the line.
Kat, we need your help, or maybe not.
Hey, guys.
Now, is this a real cat?
How's it going?
Is this an actual cat?
Kent.
Kent. Oh, it's Kent.
Kent.
Kent. Kent. Kent.
It's the Clark text. Kent.
Clark.
All right, Kent, how can I help you?
I'm just a huge Jim Brewer fan.
Uh-huh.
And, that's true.
You called the wrong show.
If you think Henry Kissinger is actually dead, then you probably sound like
Hey, Rachel, you want to address that?
Yeah, what's up? What is that?
If you think Henry Kissinger is actually dead, then you probably sound like
That's a Brewer joke.
Is that a Brewer joke?
That's a Brewer joke. That's a bit.
Impression.
Yeah. Wow. How is that what he said?
Are you doing the face, too?
That's really good.
All right, thanks,
are
pal.
Doing, yeah. Are you doing the goose step, too? The Nazi goose step?
Now,
if you're listening to the news media, then howl the Führer.
By the way,
you have watched on my brand new comedy special. We'll see you tonight, The Stress Factory.
There it is. All right. I'm feeling a lot of pressure on this Christmas song. I don't appreciate being put in this position by you.
Well, we can just do it.
I feel like I have something.
Something brewing?
I have something for
brewing.
You.
Okay, what is it?
That's in the Christmas spirit.
That's true. Maybe we should get gifts out of the way.
Like, because we need to feel Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmassy.
Here's what we'll do. We'll exchange all the gifts. There's one-way street on these gifts. They're all coming towards me.
And there's hot chocolate, too, if you want to get in the
zone.
Yeah,
and we will have another song from MJ Lenderman this time with the support of Carly.
There's a little bit of Christmas going on in that one.
Really?
And
so you want to receive your gifts and then the song? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, I think that's what we're doing. I knew this was going to be a long show.
You have a gift, Ellie?
I do.
Give it.
Okay. I mean,
stop extending.
Fork it over. Come on.
I was recently at the in Mexico at a festival. I brought you
the Wilco
back,
Sky Blue
the Wilco
Sky.
Sky Blue Sky. Wow, Wilco is really good.
Wow, it's pretty good band.
Kind of what I concluded.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing it for 30
Blue
years.
Sky Blue Sky, is that a
Sky
band?
Sky Blue Sky.
Sky Blue Sky, is that a band?
No, it's a festival at a resort.
I can't believe that many people go to this.
It's
kind of wacky.
Wild. It's totally wacky, totally wild.
Is everybody there Steve Hyden, basically? Like, I'm just the audience I'm picturing is just like, you know, my age, like hipster or like, you know, indie rock fan. But old enough that they would like, that they have some money to spend on a vacation
and stuff. Right. Yeah. Like,
that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
Not a young festival. Not a young.
No. But I don't know if you knew this until recently, but it was at the Hard Rock.
Like Rachel's grandparents would be there if she had a good.
They've passed away.
Oh, okay.
All right.
It was at the Hard Rock Riviera Maya Resort.
Beautiful.
So I got you a gift.
All right. Toss it over. Hi. All right. I feel what I know what it is. Oh, I know. Hey, it's a Hard Rock Cafe hat. Riviera Maya. Hey, right. That's nice. You know I love hats. Okay. Thank you, Ellie.
You're welcome.
I'm taking the tag off. I don't even need the receipt.
Okay.
That looks great.
I'm fully committing to this hat.
I'm writing a verse. Sorry.
Oh, great. Oh,
there we go.
Great. She doesn't know nothing about Christmas. I can't wait to hear this. All right. And now, Carly, you alerted to me that you have a gift as well.
Yeah. Well, I will preface it by saying Jake was an Office Hours fan for a long time, has always kept up with it. And then when we were coming on the show, I got really excited, so I started watching it. And then I just went like the past like 9 months I've watched. Because I need a bunch of stuff to watch while I sew, because I sew for like hours a day. Made some of the...
I love these people, by the way. Don't you love them?
Wow.
I love you both.
Wednesday shirts.
Whoa.
So creative.
But then if you don't like Wednesday... I made a...
That's not my favorite day of the week.
More made weekend. An Office Hours.
Oh,
mascot.
My God.
What the hell is this guy? Who is this?
He Look is at hot. This.
Who is he?
It's a guy.
It says off. It's come on. We got to figure out who this guy is.
Wow.
Look at this. Is denim. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, bulldog, a green bulldog.
How does he sit?
A bulldog.
Matt, we're going to have to find a place for him.
Yeah.
Place
I'll
of honor.
Hold him. I
there
like
we
him.
Go.
Yeah, this could be some, like, Look represent your dad in some kind yes. of way, maybe.
Don't
Thank
break
you,
it.
Sir.
Rip it.
Yeah. Well, that was much more thoughtful than what Ellie got me.
I heard you were jealous of my hat.
That's true. Yeah. There's a little inside stuff going on here, but Kevin Morby sent me a picture of Ellie with a hat on. I said, she better be getting me one, and that's what, here we are now. All right, so... Thoughtful. Matt, how's it going over there?
We're great. Should we hear another tune?
I think so. I think that would be
about
great.
And, halfway.
Well, give me one line from the. What do you got there? Let's get it.
I'll do the first three little things I wrote. It's Christmas. It's Hanukkah. Thank God for presents. What do you think?
It's definitely some. It's
I'm
a good,
working on it.
Definitely keep working on it.
Okay, great.
It's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, thank God for presents. I don't like that part, though.
Oh, because
it's
Christmas, God.
It's Hanukkah,
thank Santa, thank Yahweh. Thank Mom and Dad.
Do G, E minor. So.
That sounds amazing.
It's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, thanks Santa, thank Yarmulkes.
Thanks Yarmulkes.
Oh.
That's good, ready? It's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, thanks Santa, put on your yarmulke.
Oh, yeah.
Thank Yarmulke. That doesn't make sense.
I know.
But I like the rhyme.
That's the point.
Well, all right. It's kind of like a both. It's Christmas, it's Hanukkah, thanks Santa, Yarmulke. Christian Jewish.
Yeah.
Oh.
What about
Jake gets it?
Or something about like put Santa in a yarmulke.
Oh. Yeah.
Like something about combining Christmas and Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Like let's come together.
For once. Please.
Would it be all right to put a little snowball on the top of a yarmulke? Would that be just respectful?
How about
goodbye
Christmas, goodbye Hanukkah, goodbye, let's put Santa in a yarmulke. So you're saying like let's combine these two things together.
You know what, fuck
Why
all the holidays.
Why can't we have just one day for us all?
For everybody.
Christians and Jews must unite once, blah, blah, blah. So That's forget cool. forget Chris, you know, like goodbye Christmas, goodbye.
No Christmas, no Hanukkah.
No Christmas, no Hanukkah. No
Santa.
Put Santa in a yarmulke.
Put Santa in a mock. Yeah, here we go. Now we got it.
This is no so Christmas, exciting. No Hanukkah. Put Santa in a yarmulke.
Like a wall.
Do, 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 do.
And then we have to sell what we're talking about here, which is.
Why can't we have just one day for us all? Then we could spend all our money at the mall.
Yes!
We did it. All right.
Well, it's electric.
That's awesome. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Keep track of that one. Yeah. We're going to tie that together. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's pretty much done.
The No More Christmas Waltz.
Yeah. Out of Darkness Came Light.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll actually hear a fully fleshed out Christmas song.
That's right.
Called
Rudolph.
Yes. Old Rudolph.
Jack Frost.
But now we've got No Christmas in our head. Don't
no
we?
Christmas?
Yeah, trying to get the two songs confused.
So
I'll try not to.
Yes. Yeah. We'll.
I might
we'll
mess
hear,
up the lyrics.
We'll hear. We'll hear Rudolph from MJ Lenderman. Yep. Michael Jackson Lenderman. And then we will take a 5-minute break and we'll be back. If you're watching us in the future, find us at patreon.com/officehourslive. Take it away, MJ.
All right. Rudolph waking up in the road, dew dripping off his red nose. Ruined black tire track torn through a beautiful dome. Deleted scene of Lightning McQueen.
Hello all, this is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Young men are currently under attack. Thankfully, Office Hours has provided a safe haven for so many of us. And I am so touched by the budding beauty of the Holy Trinity and the offer they are willing to give to their loyal fans. With Office Hours Plus, you can get access to another full hour of the show every week, Tim's Saturday morning blog posts, the Joel Hole, and so much more exclusive content. And the best part is, if you go to patreon.com/officehours live right now, you can get your first 7 days absolutely free. Hell, you'd be a total moron to not give this a try. Listen, bucko, you better act now before the woke narcissistic psychopaths take us down.